Today, Donald Trump got the endorsement of Sarah Palin. He got the endorsement of Sarah Palin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he heard, John McCain said, well, then you're all set.
He builds big things, things that touch the sky. Right-wing and bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our, and our religions, and our Constitution. No more pussyfooting around. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Sarah Palin just guaranteed Trump the evangelical vote because I think she was speaking in tongues.
Well, who's that riding?
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing, John the Revelator? Wrote the book of seven seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Old Mexico. Welcome to the John Brislin Show. Thanks for spending part of your very, very valuable Saturday night at, January 23rd, 2016. It's about 9:07 p.m. And I am reminded once again that everybody, you, me, producer Denise Mara Meyer on the other side of the glass is a little bit biased, a little bit bigoted, and a little bit racist. Maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. I don't know. But we all are. And how I know is, well, I was at McDonald's, where I often am, I'm sorry to say, to my cardiologist, who I should probably go see pretty soon to see how much longer I've got, because it's been too much time, you know, supersizing it. But I was at McDonald's with my little boy. My little boy is 5 years old. One of the most adorable human beings that you will ever meet, that has ever graced this wonderful planet of ours. Sensitive and nice and caring and sincere and not out to hurt anyone. And I mention that because of this. He comes over to me. Well, let's put it this way. He's standing at McDonald's. It's not the playground that it used to be. When I was a kid, the playgrounds used to be metal, and they used to be outdoors, and they were either in the rain or in the sun. You either got wet or you burned your hands climbing up the Mayor McCheese thing that they don't even have anymore. But now they're indoors. That's the new evolution, because that's how, you know, it's more convenient for us, and we like it better when they're all indoors, all the playland. You know, okay, so, you know, we're indoors. This is comfy. This is air-conditioned, and isn't that grand? Well, now they've moved on to the computer age, and, well, essentially big-screen iPads hanging on the wall. So now the kids can simulate the playing that they used to have to do physically. And so my son is up there, and you know, I'm happy to say I don't really have to do much. He'll go and play and then come back and do the iPad thing and back and forth, and he's pretty cool about it. But as he's playing on the iPad hanging on the wall, another kid comes up to him and wants to play it, as kids do. Except this kid, say he's about a year older than my son Jack, and he says, I want to play that. It's my turn. So my boy's sitting there and he's playing and he won't move. He's in the middle of his turn. You know, it's, hey, take your turn and You know, play the way you're supposed to. I'm playing right now. You can play when I'm done. Here's where it goes off the rails. I said that very loudly. I didn't mean to. Sorry. I'm getting excited here. This boy, about 6 years old, okay, reaches over to my son's face, grips my son's little chubby cheek, claws his nails into my son's face, and pulls down and scratches his fingernails down the side of my son's face. And my son's like, he was actually pretty tough about it. He just was in shock and didn't even say anything. He's never had such a thing happen. So my son's got blood all over his face from this kid, you know, and he walks away, comes over to me and again, walks. He's very calm. It was a little surprising in that way. And he's explaining to me what happened and that he's got blood all over his face. And he's pointing at this kid saying that kid did it. Well, listen, I would never hurt a child. I am sensitive and kind and I would never hurt a child. But part of being a good father is at some point practicing the restraint that we will all have to practice at some point in our lives. That when we see someone hurt our child, you restrain yourself from choking the living bejesus out of that kid or human person, whatever it is, that just hurt your kid. I wanted to hurt that kid. I wouldn't really do it, but you see what I'm saying? It was in me. I was... My son's got a bleeding face. I walk over, I tell the other mother, and, you know, she blustered for a little bit, and, oh, my God, come over here, and whatever his name was, Jimmy, come over here and apologize. The kid wouldn't apologize. He said he didn't do it. Then he said he did do it, and he wouldn't apologize. And eventually, after about 10 seconds, the mother apologized for him and said, no, don't do that anymore. Now go play. So with that piece of the story, you can kind of see how that kid got to the point where he's a violent child hurting other kids. I mean, you pick the punishment that he would have had if he was your kid. You certainly wouldn't go back to the playground and keep playing. You're done, kid. We are this wonderful trip to McDonald's is over. I mean, you're drawing blood. But my point is that inside of me, I felt something that was violent. I don't know if it was violent. I mean, I don't know. It's like you have this feeling that you, as a father, you want to, you know, grab the little kid by the hair and, I don't know, do some sort of Tom and Jerry thing to him to somehow, you know, bring about justice. I don't know exactly what, but there is an emotion inside. And no reasonable person acts on it. And I'm a reasonable person and I would never act on it, but I feel the feeling. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. You feel that feeling. Everyone has that feeling within them that can be sparked by a certain combination of events, I suppose, or long string of events that are on your path that you travel in life. We all have a certain amount of bigotry, bias, racism, but usually it doesn't reach weaponized levels. It's just sort of there and it's all restrained as mainly part of our imagination, I guess. We restrain it because the social norms demand it. I want you to hear a quick clip that's funny and will explain what I'm saying and then I will then expand.
I was born in 1967 and so I grew up in the 70s. So I'm not racist. I do have mild racism. It's the best I could do coming out of the 70s because that was a very racist decade. People said racist things all the time and nobody got offended. The only time somebody got offended if you said something racist in the 70s is when they would then say, like, hey, you interrupted me. I was saying something racist. Why did you?
So everybody has a little bit of racist in them. Now we restrain it. We restrain it and we control it. And we exercise a certain amount of patience. I saw this cool t-shirt. I don't remember if it was a t-shirt or a bumper sticker or what it was, but it said that patience was the ability to keep from choking the living crap out of somebody who desperately deserves it. Let's hear the remainder of this clip. It's from Saturday Night Live, Louis C.K.
So I have mild racism. It's benign. It's not aggressive. It's not even negative racism. It's mild racism. I'll give you an example. Okay, like, see, like if I go to a pizza place I've never been to before, and it's run by four black women, I'll go like, See, it's very mild. It's extremely mild racism. I'll notice that. Yeah. You don't usually see that, four black women running a pizza place. Unless it's called Four Black Girls Pizza or something like that. Like, that's the whole point of the place. It's mild. Here's another example of mild racism. If I say I'm in a hospital and the doctor comes in to treat me and the doctor's from China or India, I'll think, well, good, good. Good, more of that. Why not? It's very mild racism. Here's another example. If I'm in a gas station late at night and a young man comes in wearing a hooded sweatshirt, if he's white, I'll think, oh, he's an athlete. If he's black, unless he has a big smile on his face, then I become mildly racist, and this is what I think. I think, that's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's gonna happen. No, of course I'm fine. Why did I even think that for a second? I was raised in the 70s. The 70s were a very different time. The 70s, everything was different in the 70s than it is now. Except the Middle East is exactly the same. It's exactly the same as it was in the 70s.
Okay, now, here's the thing. That was funny. That was Louis C.K. It was one of the most controversial monologues for Saturday Night Live in, I guess, recent Saturday Night Live history. It was their 40th anniversary episode. Here's the question of the night. We all have mild racism within us. If we can accept the premise of that, then we can continue with this line of thinking. We all have something. Whether it's the fact that I think in a room full of 20 kids, there are 18 spiders and two beautiful little angels of mine. Or if it's something to do with various other things that I don't need to bring up, you know as well as I do. We all restrain because of social norms. At the very least, we restrain because of the law. But what happens? What happens when in the gladiatorial sport that is presidential politics, we have multiple candidates that are condoning and practicing hate speech? Let me say this again. What happens to the filter that we all have, to the ability to restrain from saying things that are hateful, that are bigoted, that are biased, that are racist? What happens when the presidential candidates and, God forbid, a person who sits down in the Oval Office behind the Resolute desk, what happens when they say, quote, the problem with America today is that we are too PC, end quote. Translation, I want to speak from the gut. Americans respect someone who speaks from the gut. And even if what I have to say in my gut is verbal vomit, it stinks, it's full of disgusting hatred, but I'm speaking from the gut, so I'm against the PC. What happens? Do we start to do what happens when that kid claws my son's face and nothing really happens? She sends him back out there to play and just don't do it again. Is he going to stop? Are Americans going to stop? Or are they going to escalate and let loose of those inhibitions and start to expand the hate speech across the country? And what will that do? It will do something catastrophic, significant, and possibly a perfect storm of events. We're going to talk about what that is as soon as we get back to the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
We're going to protect Christianity, and I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct or...
Correct. All right, Donald, you're being a little too general. You need to be more specific, Donald. You know, quote something. I got an idea. Quote something every Christian would know, or even non-Christian. You know, something like 2 Corinthians, right? I mean, who hasn't heard of 2 Corinthians?
I hear this is a major theme right here, but 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
2 Corinthians isn't the whole... In fact, it's not even 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians, the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. And as I'm sure the crowd at Liberty University can tell you, it is easier to pass a camel through the eye of a needle than it is to try and pull that off in front of Bible students. It's so insane.
The John Brislin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
If you're in business, you need a website. If you don't have a website, you're not in business. In fact, your website is the lifeblood of your business. Not only is it the first impression you make with potential clients, it's also how your current customers view you. MyLaunchKits.com understands this and offers web hosting services that are fast, secure, and managed by dedicated professionals. MyLaunchKits.com is your launchpad for success and handles everything you will need for your company's website. From web hosting and design, designing your e-commerce site, search engine optimization, web hosting for Linux, WordPress, and Windows, and much more. When you're a client of MyLaunchKits.com, you will have a free domain name, fast, reliable servers with a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 24/7 customer support with our experts who are available to assist you the moment you need them. And our services are priced to fit any company's budget. Boost your business potential with MyLaunchKits.com or call 800-264-3269.
Take charge of your life. Experience unlimited happiness, personal development, self-improvement, success, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Get my ultimate ebook that will improve your mindset and help you take control of your own destiny for just $8.99. Available at www.loyaldetermined.com. Sign up now to get started. My ebook, The Liquid Ether Physics, offers a unique opportunity to empower yourself and take control of your own destiny. Take advantage of this great offer just by signing up. Grab your copy now. www.loyaldetermined.com.
Do you make knives by hand or know somebody that does? Then remember this web address, handmadeknifeclub.com. Handmade Knife Club is a new service where you can sell your handmade knives for only 1% plus PayPal fees. Stop paying more to sell with other online marketplaces. Stop paying more to compete with makers of handmade jewelry and soap. If you make knives, then you need a marketplace to sell your knives that is just for you. List your handmade knives for sale on HandmadeKnifeClub.com and pay only 1% plus PayPal fees. And you pay nothing until your knives are sold. Check out HandmadeKnifeClub.com and list your handmade knives for sale today. HandmadeKnifeClub.com is veteran-owned and operated. That's HandmadeKnifeClub.com.
Listen live or archive on listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Shake your head. Yeah, get that big 80s hairband thing going. Yeah, your head's bald. Don't be ashamed. Pretend. Remember back when your hair was there. That's right, my babies. This is the John Brislin Show, and you are talking with the Revelator. The Revelation. That's making me cough. It's not easy to do that voice to try to channel the Dr. Johnny Fever. The revelation for tonight is that if we accept the idea that hate speech can take away those inhibitions that keep people from holding back, from controlling, from restraining those internal biases that we all have in some little nugget, in some little kernel, some little degree. If you have a presidential candidate, a group of presidential candidates, or God forbid, an actual sitting president that will say PC speech is what is killing America and thereby encourage wild, well, let's just say unrestrained speech, and to follow the lead of hate speech, to encourage hate speech. How does that affect you and me? The way it affects you and me is that this country is more polarized now. Sociologists across the country will tell you that this country is more polarized now than we have been at any other time since, wait for it, the Civil Flippin' War. Polarized. What happened when we were this polarized last time? The Civil War. We broke apart. The two polar ends separated. They tore in the middle, and they tore the country. There have been threats to the Republic throughout the history of this country, and we have fought them back. They have not all been as drastic as the Civil War. Some of them have been communism. Some of them have been economic downturns. During the turn of the century, the economic downturn and the wild separation of the wealth in this country. The Rockefellers, the Gettys, the Goulds, all the super mega rich and the very, very poor at the turn of the century. Remember Teddy Roosevelt? Some of the things that have almost torn this country apart were the World War II. Various threats to the Republic have existed. And I think that many people would say that we are not the most stable as we have ever been. And I am here to say that it is my humble opinion that there is a threat to the Republic right now. And it is that we are polarizing. And why are we polarizing? And what is continuing? What is the seemingly unstoppable force that is polarizing us? It is not what we truly believe. It is not our populist commitment to the Constitution. It is marketing firms. Not sexy, right? No, marketing firms. I don't even understand what they do. I can tell you in all the different elections, the campaigns that I've worked on, that I have been part of, if you want somebody to go out and vote for you, you can tell them, I will make your life better than it has ever been, and they might vote for you. But if you tell them that that guy over there is the reason for everything that is going wrong with you and your life, they will hate him, and they will come out to the polls in droves. People respond more to hate and anger and exercising in some way, speaking out against that thing that made them hateful and angry. They will come out in droves and respond more than in any other thing. And you know what the marketing firms have done? They have weaponized that knowledge. They have understood that we can sell ad space for any product that we want much, much, much easier, better, and more efficiently, and rake in the money rake in the money if we can make everybody hate everybody else. They are doing this for money. They are motivated to keep this country separating so that they can keep making money off of it. It is not healthy for us, but look what fast food has done for this country's waistline. It is not healthy for us, but by God, look at their bottom line. Look at the dollars they bring in. In an economic downturn, we are more vulnerable than at any other time. And they are taking advantage of that. They are the enemy. But they're not the only enemy. More on what that is when we come back to the John Breslin Show after this quick break. I'm going to get this out of the way as fast as possible. Stay with me. Stay right where you are, you.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Okay, look, I make fun of Sarah Palin a lot, but PTSD is no joke. This is a serious problem that, unfortunately, a lot of soldiers have to struggle with.
Palin telling the crowd her son is coping with PTSD, tying his troubles to a president she says neglects veterans.
Wait, what? She's blaming this on Obama?
Trump said today that he did not expect Sarah Palin to speak for, quote, that long during her rambling endorsement speech earlier this week. She did speak for over 20 minutes, but remember, for Sarah Palin, that's only three sentences.
Here's the latest on the election, you guys. At a Donald Trump rally in Oklahoma, Sarah Palin called President Obama a weak-kneed capitulator-in-chief. When asked if she knows what a capitulator is, she said, "Of course I do. It's one of those worms that turn into a butterfly."
John Breslin. Not always right, but never wrong.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
John Breslin Show. Phone number to be on with John is 702-257-5396. Why is Teddy Roosevelt on Mount Rushmore? My guess is that the majority of American people, American citizens, do not know why that fourth face is on Mount Rushmore. George Washington, yeah, we get that. Thomas Jefferson, totally get that. Abraham Lincoln, without a doubt, we get that. But the other guy, that one with the glasses, what's up with that guy? He was the inventor of the teddy bear. That's what he was. That's right. No, he was not. Well, they named the teddy bear after him because he refused to kill a bear that was chained to a tree when he went out for a hunt one time. But that's another story. Teddy Roosevelt is most famous for and his most significant contribution to the history of this country is that he preserved the Union. He did what Lincoln did. He did what Washington did. That's why his face is on Mount Rushmore. He recognized that the country was so wildly polarized between the rich at the top of the income scale and the poor at the bottom of the income scale that we were dividing. Just as in the Civil War, we were dividing. And he did multiple things. One was he created the idea of the square deal, named that to remind everyone that if you lived in this country and you were an American, you wouldn't get cheated. You wouldn't get cheated out of your American dream. You would get, at the very least, a square deal. And what do many of us know him as? That name that sounds like a vacuum cleaner? The Trust Buster. He was the Trust Buster. What did he do? Now, he could have done what Barack Obama believes in, which is the vast redistribution of wealth, the socialization of the republic. Well, is that even the right word? It probably isn't the right use of the word socialist, but we're going to go with it. Okay, the redistribution of wealth, which is the idea of Barack Obama, and most of us find vile and un-American. Most of us. That is not what Teddy Roosevelt did. That is what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did. Teddy Roosevelt went to the top and he said, absolutely not with this monopoly stuff. He busted up all of the major organizations that were in the country at the time that were skewing the markets. They were, in other words, cheating and creating monopolies across the country. And he went in under threat to his life and his presidency. He went in and he was strong enough to attack the rich, not to steal their money, but to break them apart so that they couldn't manipulate a market economy. A free market economy must be policed and it must be maintained because it can be cheated. You can cheat a free market economy. But if a free market economy is active and it is healthy, it is the strongest economic force in the history of the world. It is the most efficient, most fair system in the history of the world. Not perfect, but the best. He attacked it from the top instead of redistributing the wealth, and I could not be prouder of him for that. The country was so proud of him for that, that they placed him on Mount Rushmore because he was recognized as preserving the Union. He did it before we went to war. But no, make no mistake, we were on that path. And it is my humble opinion that we are on that path again because we have polarized so far, not because of, honest to God, we really understand the Constitution and this economic downturn and we have all these opinions and blah, blah, blah. We are being led. We are being led by broadcasters, by networks, by marketing firms, through politics and the amount of money that can be made in politics. It's billions of dollars to run for office for the presidency of the United States. You want to know how many more billions of dollars are spent on the 535 federal officials in Washington and their races and how many people run against them? Do you really want to add all of that up? And then do you want to add the 2005 case of Citizens United v. U.S. that said money is speech and super PACs are king and geez, oh whiz, if you've got a dollar, you can spend it without limit. Right? Citizens United, God bless it. Right? The most un-American ruling in the history of the Supreme Court, maybe. That kind of thing is tearing this country apart. That money is being pumped into marketing firms and everything that I just said, and they're only... their only goal is to sell ad space, and they can do that most efficiently by making sure this country is polarized. And it didn't seem like it would really hurt us that much. What's the big deal? But the problem is, when everybody is starting to push to the outside wings, follow with me here, they are pushing to the outside wings of extremism. They can be radicalized. Let me say that again, because you've heard this word in different context, but the word still applies here. Those extremists, those far right and left, absolutely the far left and right, those wings can be radicalized. And what would they be radicalized by? the approval of their behaviors as speech. And what do I tell my children? Words have meaning. We have got to be careful of the words we choose, because when they are said out loud, they begin to feel real. And if they feel real, they will become our actions. If you have someone that is a presidential candidate that is endorsing hate speech, because PC is what's tearing this country apart, it is a lie. There are plenty of things pulling this country apart, but solving PC speech with hate speech is not the solution. I'll tell you what it is. It is the spark that will radicalize the wings, the political, philosophical wings of this country. And it will turn those wings into an American Taliban. It will ignite armed activity, which we are already seeing in Oregon. Hello? What, because they haven't fired a shot, they're not armed? They made the decision to pick up guns and go in to federal ground. And you know what they've learned? There are no repercussions for that. And you don't think all the armed idiots around the world, around the country, are seeing that? Yeah, they're seeing that. They're thinking, my God, that's the way to do it. Let's get Slim Jims into Copenhagen and let's get the guns and go. Hoo-yee-haw! The hate speech and what's being said by the parties today could possibly ignite this country the way that Teddy Roosevelt saw was going to happen, and that Abraham Lincoln saw was going to happen, but he didn't have time to correct before it happened. We are in a dangerous time, and we're usually stable, but in an economic downturn, in a presidential race where billions are being made, we can be taken over the edge. We need to be very careful moving forward. And we will move forward right after this quick break. I'm going to go to the calls. Everyone has been on the phone. Thanks for being patient. I'm going to go straight to you when we come back from the break. This is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. Bush tried to keep us all dumbed down and hope that we will never
see the truth around. John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
How would you love to generate a great income from the comfort of your home? Well, now you can. This amazing money-making home-based business is designed to give you time and freedom. Would your life change if you made $10,000 within 21 days and $20,000 plus every month thereafter? Sounds amazing, right? Anyone can do it, even you. Call 800-704-8681 and let their expert staff tell you all about this brand new business opportunity. Why wait? You have nothing to lose. We have the tools, training, resources, and community to help anyone get on the fast track to success. Call 800-704-8681. That's 800-704-8681. It's the easiest, most powerful home-based money-making system on the web. Call today and change your life.
Last night was the final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses, featuring Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Fitz from Scandal, I think?
And the other Democratic candidate, Martin O'Malley, was also at the debate, but it seemed like every time O'Malley tried to jump in, the other candidates and moderators just cut him off. Well, O'Malley was not happy about it. In fact, here he is in an interview this morning talking about how he was treated.
So I thought last night's debate was...
Oh, you get the idea.
Let's go back to the Democratic debate for one claim that seemed truly, and I mean truly unbelievable.
My name is Martin O'Malley. I'm running for president.
Yeah.
John Breslin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.com.
johnbrislinshow.com.
Do you need a restful night's sleep? I do, and I have found the perfect way to get that restful night's sleep that I need each and every night with the new app from Nighty Night Labs called Deep Sleep Soundscapes. The Deep Sleep Soundscapes app is designed for those of us who need help getting to sleep. Deep Sleep Soundscapes features binaural beats that will help your mind drift gently off to sleep and help you stay asleep. The sounds include Celtic Forest Lullaby, Angel's Lullaby, Brahms Lullaby, Gentle Ocean Waves, Healing Rain, Restful Ocean Sounds, Rain for Slumber, and many more. Find the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app on iTunes, Amazon, and the Google Play Store. Download the Deep Sleep Soundscapes app today and get a restful night's sleep tonight.
If you're planning to send flowers this year, PhoebesGardenGifts.com is the best place to shop. Why? Because unlike those big name and discount flower guys, at PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com, we always deliver the freshest flowers and best memories guaranteed. That's our promise to you. Don't get stuck with frozen flowers on Valentine's Day. Visit PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com. Enter promo code VDAY16R and save 10%. That's PhoebesGardenAndGifts.com.
Are you single and struggling to find your perfect match? Join FilipinoForYou.com today and experience their proven approach to helping you find true love. FilipinoForYou.com is a fun, sincere, family-oriented dating site that caters to Western men seeking Asian singles for love, romance, and marriage. And now for a limited time, they are offering all listeners their exclusive 30-day, 100% free gold-level membership. Simply register now and begin enjoying free, unlimited communication with thousands of attractive singles who are waiting for you. That's FilipinoForYou.com, the number 4, letter U. Discover real love starting today.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. We've got a lot of calls lined up. Thank you, everyone, for being patient. We're going to go straight to them, and let's start with Brian. I'm not sure where you're from, but you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
I'm from Henderson.
Well, thanks for calling from Henderson. What's the good word?
Distant city.
What's the good word?
Well, John, I'm going to tell you what today's monopoly is.
Okay.
And it needs to have its tentacles cut off also. And we need somebody to do that. It's called the federal government.
Okay.
And the reason all the money that you talked about for all those different offices in the federal government is so extremely high is because there's all kinds of money changing hands. The federal government is involved in so many things that they were never intended to be. So just like Teddy Roosevelt, we need somebody to come in there as president of the United States and a convention of the states to trim this government back to what it was intended to be.
What do you mean convention of the states? You're talking about a constitutional convention?
Yes.
Okay.
Convention of the states to return that power back to the states that the federal government has usurped, both the Supreme Court and the executive branch, and the do-nothing legislative branch.
Do-nothing. Okay. I'll tell you what, I've written a couple things that you said down. Let me answer it on the air, and I sure appreciate your call, my friend.
Take care.
Be safe. All right, a couple things. One is the federal government is the true monopoly. It does have the appearance of doing that. There are a couple things that we need to keep in mind. One is that it doesn't get so big from the purse string side that the government is spending so much money that it has such a heavy effect on redistribution of wealth. But at the same time, we must keep in mind that the government has got to be big enough that it is not vulnerable to the multi-billion-dollar, tens of billion-dollar, hundred-billion-dollar corporations around the world like Microsoft. If Microsoft does something wrong, they can't, slap us around and slap the government around and say, hey, you're not going to enforce the rule because we're too big. Remember, too big to fail? we're not going to go down that road twice, right? We've already learned our lesson from that. Now, the other thing you said is the Constitutional Convention. I respect your opinion, but I think that would be absolutely disastrous to this country, and we should all just pack up and go home if it ever gets to such a thing. It is the nuclear bomb. There is nobody that is alive today that could in any way rewrite the Constitution, which is what that would do. Now, as far as a do-nothing Congress, thank God that the framers had the Great Compromise and had both Senate and House of Representatives in place, Senate on a 6-year term, House on 2-year term, so that things would be held to a very slow pace. That do nothing Congress is intentional so that laws, regulations, and actions aren't taken on the populist whim, but it can still be responsive in the House of Representatives. Anyway, there ends the lecture. Let's go to Rebellious Angel. You are on with John. Thanks for being patient.
Oh, Brislin, in Kelly Rebelli. We don't need no civil war. Now, what I'm saying, if you know anything about synchromysticism, you will understand why these are the people that initially promoted that way back in the 80s are headlining here in Vegas. Shortly for like $3 million. Are you familiar with that?
Denise. When Denise was talking to you, she said you told her that you said, "How would your dad have acted in that situation with my son?" What do you mean by that?
Well, I didn't know you were going to take it in the other direction, and I totally respect where you're going. Yes. We're setting out for a perfect storm. Now, let me throw this at you, too.
Very quickly, I have other callers.
Okay, gotcha. Let me get this out if I can. Even by saying hate speech, that's an oxymoron. Now, here's the thing. The reason I said that, I'm not sure that I don't think that I want to see this perfect storm coming, okay? I almost know how it's going to go down, but what I'm saying, you can't come. It has to come out of honor and integrity. So back to your thing. Did your dad, when you were a young kid and you got first beat up, did he tell you knock that kid on his butt next time? I mean, this is old school, you know.
Yeah, it was my mother, and what she told me was a little bit radical, I thought at the time, but I've never forgotten it. She said, don't ever let me hear that you started a fight, and do not ever come home letting me know that you did not end a fight. So that's how I grew up.
Okay, and that's what you've instructed your young man to do now, I'm assuming, correct?
One last statement, then I've got to go.
Rock the world, mon ami. Be awesome.
All right, and let's see. Next caller, we will go to World Citizen on line 2 out in Bay Area, San Francisco. You are on with John. A little bit of time, my friend.
All right, thanks for letting me on, John.
Thank you, sir.
I called originally about the word prejudice and to prejudge, and I think that's probably what you were talking about instead of all-out racism there in the beginning.
I'm talking about both. I'm talking about different levels, a little bit of bias or the more intense bigotry or racism based on race, any of that kind of hate thought and hate speech.
I understand. Let me ask you something else. When you brought up the word marketing, what about getting rid of the Electoral College and these superdelegates?
I am not really in favor of either one of those. In fact, I'm a little bit more, I'm way past that. In my mind, the government should pay for elections.
You're not a popular vote man. A one man, one vote type of person.
You know what? I don't have so much of a problem with the Electoral College because it actually keeps things more balanced out. There is a reason for it I don't have time to get into right now.
All right.
The problem that I have is the amount of money that's being spent. I think that the money should be blocked. It should be barred by the FEC, and we should be completely paying for it on the government dime so that we actually have statements that are important instead of dollars as statements.
It amazes me when people get on the radio and go, "Well, I'm a super delegate, which makes me more important than a regular." I've heard that on the radio.
Yeah, well, they're not that super in my mind. Be safe, my friend.
Most of them are politicians.
Be safe, my friend.
Okay.
All right, and let's go to Jack in San Diego. You are on with John. Good to hear your voice.
Well, you know, you referenced the armed militia in Oregon.
Yep.
And unless you're a rancher, you may not appreciate why they're there, but the Founding Fathers did. They fully intended by the Second Amendment that we may have to take up arms against an oppressive government.
Do you support vigilante law?
The Second Amendment does. So I'll read you the
Second part. Amendment,
just
Jack,
listen to this a second.
Vigilante law is how you want to have this country run. You're telling me the Second Amendment is talking. I understand. I know what the Second Amendment is. I know it word for word.
I don't think a lot of
vigilante
people know
law.
The first part. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state.
Right. They didn't mean independent militias.
Sure they did. The Minutemen. Absolutely.
Okay. When were the Minutemen? What year?
At the time of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. In other words, there was no country for them to be part of. Jack, I appreciate the call, but we got to go to the other calls. Be safe there, my friend. All right. And let's go to Bob in Las Vegas. Welcome. You are on with John. Bob, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's the good word?
Okay, I'm against the space program because all that billions of dollars going out in space and finding out that's all they find is pictures, a little bit of dried up water. They should keep that money here in this country and give the money to the poor.
All right, Bob, what I'd like you to do, if you would do such a thing for me and anyone listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to Google achievements and products created by the space program. You will see a list that is so long it will take you an hour to read as far as medicines and technology that we're using today. Space program might not have been to your liking, but I'll bet you it's because you don't know what they've produced. Check it out. It's an amazing thing.
Okay.
Bob, I hope we get a chance to talk again soon, sir. I've got to be fast. Forgive me. All right, let's go to Joe on line one. You are on with John. I have about 15 seconds, but they're yours, Joe.
It would be wrong to have a war just to have a war to rally the American people. That's nationalism. That's Nazism.
What's making you think that that's a possibility? What do you mean?
Because that's what Teddy Roosevelt did. He had a war just to have a war.
You mean Franklin?
What?
You mean FDR, Franklin Roosevelt?
No, I'm talking about Teddy. Weren't you talking about Teddy?
Well, I was, but generally the war... There is usually a reference to Franklin, but okay.
That was the war with Mexico, wasn't it?
Well, you're saying that it would be wrong to have it just to have it, and I appreciate that, and I hope to God that doesn't happen. I'm with you, Joe. I've got to leave it there. All right, everyone, this has been a fantastic conversation. Thank you for being part of it. And now remember this. Say it with me if you know it. Remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, waving to you right now every Saturday night. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Revelator wrote the book of seven seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.